In Chile, the 33 miners trapped deep underground marked the first month of their accidental captivity over the weekend. With food and other supplies now reaching them, they're in better health, their families are less anxious, and drilling has begun. All good signs. But there is still a long way to go before these men are rescued. Annie Murphy is with us in Copiapó. Annie, many people have been speculating about the mental health of these miners. So they've been down there for a month. How are they doing? Have people found ways to help them?
Yes. I mean, they've been down there a month and their spirits have been reported in general to be pretty high. But at the same time, I think naturally some of them have run into a hard time. They've had different experts called in. They have a team of psychologists. Apparently NASA is counseling them. They had the survivors of the crash that the film Alive was based on. And these people are all stressing the need to establish routines. So these men are divided up into teams for things like cleaning, organizing their meals, you know, having iPods sent down so they can listen to music on their own. I mean, that apparently is going to be important for them hanging in there to have a little bit of personal time.
The Chilean government is working to reach them, and they apparently have three separate drilling operations going on. What's that about?
That's correct. They have these three different operations, which basically just vary in terms of the kind of drill. One drill is just, you know, kind of doing a straight shot. Once it gets down there, it would be a tunnel that would be big enough to get them out with. Another one is using a smaller borehole and using that as a guide and widening it. And the third, that hasn't started yet, and that will hopefully start in the middle of this month. That's just an enormous drill that is normally, I believe, used in operations for looking for water. And since it's never been used in a situation like this before, but apparently it moves very quickly, so that would just be a quicker option.
What about the camp? I gather that families have just come and camped out on the site and been waiting. Are they still there? How has the atmosphere changed? What's it like?
The energy in the camp has really changed over the past several weeks. People are obviously very relieved that they know that their loved ones are safe, and you know that right now it's just a matter of waiting. At the same time, I think people are also, you know, they're getting tired. And then there's also been tension between family members as well as some of the women in the camp. Reportedly, some of the miners have had, you know, relationships with various women at the same time, and they're now crossing paths in this camp. And then there's also the government. The government tone has really changed in the last few days. They just seem a little bit more harried, kind of stern with the family members. There was a debate about whether alcohol could be consumed during Chilean Independence Day in a few weeks. They got, you know, pretty heated. I think a lot of people, their nerves are just frayed at this point.
Are the people in charge still saying that it will be months before the miners can be reached?
Yes, they are. They're saying it can still be up to 4 months. They're hopeful that it will be sooner because they have these different drilling operations going on simultaneously. But none of the government officials have committed to anything, you know, firm in terms of a timeline.
Thanks very much, Annie.
Thank you.
We've been talking to reporter Annie Murphy in Chile.